Hello and welcome to this week's Liverpool Digital Events calendar roundup type thing. Okay, I've only got 5 minutes and I've got quite a bit to fit in, so I might as well kick straight in. It is Monday the 28th of October, and if you're looking for something to do this evening, then why not head along to Make a Night at Does Liverpool. And Does Liverpool is based in the Gostins building on Hanover Street, fourth floor there. You can Google them for the address. And Maker Nights are about individual makers who are interested in maybe doing 3D printing, some laser cutting, if they're interested in electronics and Arduino. Then that's a great place to head down. If you've got a project that you're working on, head down there. There's normally some help and support from all the other makers that turn up there. So that's from 6:30 tonight. Now, if you are around tomorrow night, it's Liverpool Geek Up. And Liverpool Geek Up is going to be taking place once again at Does Liverpool. And that is from 6:37. And Matthew Hughes is going to be giving a presentation on a really scrapable web app. You can sign up for that on Lanyard. So just head along to that. Now, for the rest of the week, that's it for the week. There's only Maker Night and Liverpool Geek Up. But moving on into next week, there's absolutely loads going on next week. So on the 5th of November, which is Mumfire Night, there's I've got it in my calendar here as Liverpool as the Closure Dojo. So you can find out a bit more about that on the Liverpool Digital Events calendar. Also down for the next week is the 6th, on the 6th of November, is the Liverpool Linux User Group. And that normally takes place on 96 Bowl Street, that's in the cafe, which is called Next to Nowhere. And you can contact Method Dan on Twitter if you're interested in going along to that and finding out some more details, or just Google it, Liverpool Linux User Group. Also next week, the Thursday, the 7th of the 11th, is the Jelly Liverpool, and that's for freelancers, people that work in the digital tech community, and that takes place from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. and that's at Leaf Cafe. If you're interested in getting involved with other people just working, and you know, if you're sick of working at home, come down to Leaf Cafe and work with a whole pile of other people that that work freelance. So, yep, from 9 till 5 at Leaf Cafe, upstairs in Leaf Cafe. Also, that evening, Thursday the 7th to the 11th, is the first Liverpool JavaScript user group. Don't have a great deal of detail about this. I think there's a meetup group. I'm not sure, even sure if it's the first, but you can find out more details there, the Liverpool JavaScript user group meeting there. And final event of next week is on Saturday the 9th to the 11th. It's a Maker Day. So if you haven't made it along to Maker Night this week, or even if you have, then you can always head along to Maker Day. And often on Maker Day, a bit more relaxed. There's, you know, there's more time to actually get things done. They also have Future Makers occasionally, so you need to check out details of that. That takes place at Doors of Liverpool. But check out the Future Makers. They have events for, let's say, younger people, children. So there's lots of activities that they have going on there, but you need to check the fine details, see if that's actually taking place. And that's on Saturday the 9th of the 11th. Now, moving on, I'll take this opportunity to tell you about audio workshop, which is going to be coming up. So if you're interested in using Arduinos and interested in using sound, then there's on 13th of November, you can catch up with a Working Creatively with Audio, Record, Edit, Present and Share. And that's myself and Ross DL from Sound Network. We're going to be presenting a workshop on the 13th, and that's also going to be taking place at Does. Also, if you know of any other details that you'd like to be included in the podcast, then you can email them to me, definitemedia@gmail.com. And if you're looking for the Liverpool Digital Events calendar, then you can pick it up at bit.ly/livedigital. And that's it. Bye for now, and I'll be back again soon. Bye-bye.